guys hoping to get accomplished here in the final preseason game before you turn your attention to Jacksonville?
No, definitely. You know, eliminate penalties. You know, move the ball down the field. You know, make plays. You know, clean up a couple of, you know, clean up some things in the offense that we want to clean up, and that's basically it. And take it from there.
How important to score touchdowns and get something positive?
I mean, every time scoring, period, is very important. But you know, scoring is definitely important. You know, as an offensive standpoint of, you know, definitely winning ball games. So definitely want to get in the end zone. But at the same time, I mean, I know what you're saying, what you're asking. But at the same time, we're just gonna keep playing. You know, let the game come to us. If it happens, it happens. If it don't happen, we're not going to go try to force it and things like that. We want to stay in our game plan, stay in the phrase of our offense. And, you know, touchdowns come, they come. But if they don't come, you know, that's nothing we can do about it. Kick field goals, to just continue to keep working at it. And until we get in the zone, yeah, then I can answer that question for you.
By playing after halftime, you feel like you'll give yourself and the offense a better chance to get in a rhythm and get kind of stay in the flow?
Our rhythm been good. Our rhythm definitely been good. We just got to, like you said, keep working, try to get more game situated, you know, getting our game speed, you know, things like that. And the same thing after halftime and things like that. Just keep, you know, pressing and continue to keep better on as an offensive standpoint, keeping, you know, doing good on third downs and, you know, everything that we want to work on as an offensive standpoint. We got so much we working on in offense. It's just not just scoring touchdowns. It's pretty much everything, our overall whole game, our offense, period, you know, to help out our defense, help out our special teams, to be a help that we can as an offense standpoint.
As you guys have watched tape, what are some of the areas you've analyzed as where you can really improve here? This is an area where we need to get better.
Period, everything. I mean, the good and bad. You know, there's a lot of different things going on in the offense that, you know, y'all never see behind the, you know, when we go back and watch film and, you know, get with our coaches and go over different things like that. But at the same time, every position is getting better and better. And our preseason game definitely is helping us out a whole lot. So when we get to the point of getting ready for Jacksonville or these type of games coming up, then we can really start pinpointing what we want to do to take advantage of their defense and things like that. But right now, we're just going out, basic plays and making sure everybody's in the right spots and things like that.
How much Jacksonville are you doing right now?
A little bit. I mean, as quarterbacks, I mean, it's a little bit, you know, trying to get ahead and things like that. But, you know, we've been watching Green Bay a lot as well. So just taking our time, you know, coming out here on practice and working at it and then going back in the film room as a quarterback standpoint with the rest of the guys, just, you know, get a head start. It's always good as a quarterback to get a head start. So
how close do you feel like this offense is to being ready for the open?
We're close. But we got, you know, like I said, we still got some things that we want to iron out. And this week, this preseason game is going to do a lot of that for us, going out there working. You know, we get to just see some more bump, and, you know, Green Bay did a lot of that, so we get to see some more of that as well.
What's your on your list of things you think you've gotten better at this offseason?
Getting the ball out quicker, you know, getting it to the receivers, reading the defense. I feel more comfortable right now with that, reading defenses and things like that. So I feel definitely comfortable with that in my third year.
Benji, you said you felt rhythm's been pretty good, but as, you know, you play a whole game as opposed to just a half, I mean, does it help that, you know, the rhythm?
A whole game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, once the regular
a whole game going to be way different than a preseason game because we're just working on, you know, little stuff and we're not really showing too much offense what we're going to be running during the season. So, you know, just running out there, running the bases. But in a full game, you got just about the whole offense and your package of, you know, taking advantage of some things. And some of the things that, you know, Atlanta Falcons did in the game, we could have took a lot of advantage of if we would have had it in our offense, but we didn't really want to show that type of stuff, so we kept that in. But at the same time, for some of the things that we didn't show, us not getting down the field on third downs or sometimes not making them plays, when we bring all that stuff in the package, it's going to open up our offense a whole lot with, you know, Chris Johnson, Lindell, and then Crump. We got a lot of different things to, you know, get our guys, our key players, the ball in their hands to make plays for us. So
I know you're worried about the Packers defense, but is it strange to go up and play Green Bay without number four running around on the other side?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, still gonna see some number four jerseys running around. Not taking them for, you know, Rodgers. He's a great quarterback. I know he got a lot on his shoulders right now. But at the same time, I could just pray for him to do good because of the fact that I want him to, because of the pressure that he has to trying to take the place of, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback. But at the same time, it's going to be different not to see him out there. But at the same time, I'm not playing the offense. I got a good chance of just going out there playing the defense.
He's kind of in a similar situation that you were in when you first got here. Steve left on kind of ungraceful circumstances, and then he's got the same thing with Favre, so you could kind of commiserate with him, can't you?
Right. It's a lot, but you can't. You know, as a quarterback, you can't worry about what everything else is going on around you, nothing like that. All you know you need to do is go out there and play for your teammates and show them that, you know, it's a whole different guy back here, and I want to go out here and win ball games with you. And that's pretty much what he's doing. He's working at it. And I can praise him a whole lot. I say he's a man. He's brave, definitely. And he got a lot of confidence, and his teammates love him as well. So all he got to do is continue to keep playing. And guys like myself going to continue to support him. So.
You know him?
I know him a little bit, not as much. I talk to him every, you know, when we play Green Break every year, I just talk to him a little bit, but he always tell me to keep working, you know, things like that. And he's an older guy for me, so he can always help me, and I can always ask questions, and vice versa. If you have any questions for me, I can, you know, lend a hand and help out as well. So that's what quarterbacks do. We take care of each other. Even though we're not on the same team, we always take care of each other.
You notice guys, it's with Cuts Lemon. But it's receivers at other positions, guys getting tighter, nervous. Can you sense kind of the...
Our guys?
Nervous with cuts coming up, huh?
Not really. I mean, it's some of our young guys, they first time getting more playing action like they've been getting. And they're getting in their rhythm. That's a good part about them, you know. And we have a good coach. You know, Coach Homendick is a great coach for all of us. You know, when he speaks to us in meetings and things like that, he's not just talking to the quarterbacks. You as an offense get to sit in and listen to every position, what their thought process is on different plays and things like that. And they know what the quarterback is thinking, offensive line is thinking. He does that. He points out every position. And all you have to do is go out there and play your game, have fun, be loose at it. But this dude stay in the mind frame, what he says does, and bring your talent with his knowledge, and you can be one of the top guys in the NFL if you do that.